It's Saturday, June 6, 2026. This is the RateHarp Morning Brief. Rates today. As of today, June 6, 2026, Canadian mortgage rates reflect a complex landscape for borrowers. The 5-year fixed rate is set at 4.73%, while the 3-year fixed rate stands slightly lower at 4.59%. In contrast, the 5-year variable rate is more appealing at 3.5%. The prime rate, which influences many variable rate products, is currently at 4.45%. These figures indicate a significant spread between fixed and variable rates, with the latter providing a more attractive option for those willing to accept the inherent risks. The choice between fixed and variable rates hinges on several factors, including market conditions, personal financial situations, and risk tolerance. With a fixed rate, borrowers secure their interest rate for the term of the mortgage, providing predictability in monthly payments. However, the difference in rates suggests that variable rate mortgages could offer substantial savings, particularly for those who can handle potential fluctuations in their payments. Understanding the nuances of fixed versus variable rates can significantly impact your financial strategy in today's market. Borrowers should also consider the stress test rate, currently at 6.73%. This rate is crucial as it determines how much a borrower can afford when qualifying for a mortgage. Even though the prevailing rates are significantly lower, the stress test rate serves as a safeguard against rising interest rates, ensuring borrowers can manage their payments in a potentially tightening market. In summary, the current rates present a mixed bag of opportunities and challenges for prospective homeowners and investors alike. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada's monetary policy is pivotal in shaping the current mortgage rate landscape. The recent Government of Canada OC bond yields indicate a nuanced relationship between government borrowing costs and fixed mortgage rates. The 5-year GOC yield is currently at 3.08%, while the 3-year yield is slightly lower at 2.89%. These yields are critical indicators for lenders as they directly influence the pricing of fixed-rate mortgages. When bond yields rise, it typically leads to an increase in fixed mortgage rates as lenders seek to maintain their profit margins. Conversely, when yields decline, fixed rates may follow suit. The current environment, with yields hovering at these levels, suggests that fixed mortgage rates may stabilize or even rise slightly in the near term, particularly if there are indications of inflationary pressures or changes in the Bank of Canada's policy stance. The interplay between bond yields and mortgage rates is a vital consideration for anyone looking to secure financing in today's market. Furthermore, the Bank of Canada's approach to interest rates will significantly impact overall economic activity. If the central bank continues to prioritize inflation control, we could see a tightening of monetary policy, which would likely result in higher interest rates. This potential shift underscores the importance for borrowers to evaluate their mortgage options carefully, as the landscape may change rapidly based on economic indicators and policy decisions. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently navigating a landscape marked by both challenges and opportunities. Recent headlines indicate a resurgence of interest in specific types of properties, particularly in urban areas where inventory is low. For example, Toronto has seen a notable uptick in home sales, marking the biggest jump in 10 months. This trend suggests that buyers are returning to the market despite ongoing affordability concerns driven by rising interest rates and high property prices. In British Columbia, the government is actively implementing programs aimed at assisting first-time buyers, which may help alleviate some of the barriers to home ownership. These initiatives are crucial in a market where many potential buyers feel priced out. The introduction of these programs reflects a broader recognition of the need for supportive measures in a challenging economic environment. Moreover, the shift in buyer preferences is noteworthy. As highlighted by recent trends, there is a growing demand for townhomes over condos, driven by lower prices and a desire for more space. This evolution in housing preferences signals a potential shift in market dynamics, where buyers are increasingly seeking affordable options in suburban areas rather than the traditionally popular condo market. Regional roundup. Across Canada, the housing market is displaying varied trends that reflect local economic conditions and buyer preferences. In British Columbia, the recent opening of the world's first glass cube experience has captured public attention, but the housing market remains a focal point. Despite a decline in home sales by 3.5% in May, There are signs of resilience, particularly in government initiatives aimed at helping first-time buyers. In Alberta, a unique property in Edmonton has garnered attention, showcasing a private courtyard and a distinctive bathtub, emphasizing the trend towards unique and luxury homes. This highlights a segment of the market that continues to thrive despite broader economic challenges. Calgary is experiencing a surge in demand for specific neighborhoods, with five areas identified as particularly desirable. This trend indicates that while overall sales may fluctuate, certain locations are still attracting interest, reflecting a nuanced market where location remains a key determinant of property value. In Ontario, the shift towards townhomes over condos is particularly pronounced. As lower prices drive demand for new suburban row houses, it's clear that buyers are adapting to the market conditions, seeking more space and affordability in their housing choices. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current interest rates present both opportunities and challenges. While fixed rates are higher, the variable rates offer a more attractive option for those willing to take on some risk. It's essential for buyers to assess their financial situation carefully and consider their long-term goals. The potential for rising rates means that securing a mortgage sooner rather than later could be advantageous. Sellers, on the other hand, must be aware of the changing market dynamics. With home sales in Toronto seeing a significant increase, it may be an opportune time to list properties, particularly for those in high-demand areas. However, sellers should also be cautious, as market conditions can shift rapidly, and pricing strategies should reflect current buyer sentiment. For brokers, understanding the nuances of the current mortgage landscape is vital. They should equip themselves with comprehensive knowledge of rate differences, government programs, and regional market trends to guide their clients effectively. As buyers and sellers navigate this complex environment, brokers play a crucial role in facilitating informed decisions. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Borrowers face a critical choice between fixed and variable mortgage rates as spreads widen. Government programs in BC aim to assist first-time buyers in navigating the housing market. The resurgence of buyer interest in Toronto signals a potential shift in the housing market dynamics. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.